Thought for today. The bank is out of business. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The bank is out of business? What an interesting concept that is. Think about how our life would be if the bank were out of business. Just think if there were no banks, if there were no systems whereby bartering could be done, there was no system by which money could exchange hands. How would we operate? How would we function? How would we bring into our life all of the things that we would like to have? We'd like to have beautiful homes. We'd like to have food. We'd like to have clothing. We'd like to have entertainment. We'd like to have ownership of properties. We'd like to have all sorts of things that money certainly assists us in having it. But just imagine if there were no banks. If the bank were out of business and there was no bank around to give us any sort of an outing or opening, and if we use the scissors, it's a lot easier. But the thing is, we don't do that. And what happens when we don't do that? When we don't do that, then we are going to have to use a whole different system to find out how to put our money into work. How do we put our money into work? How do we make our money bring back returns for us? How do we, when we have no money? What do we use for bartering? What do we use for exchanging? What do we use for doing? Now, we live in a world that we have been so acclimated to thinking that this world is a world of others, that there are other people here. There are people who will build our house. There are people who will grow our crops. There are people who will harvest our crops. There are people who will do all these wonderful things. And you see, because we have created a world in which people exist, we think that we do not use our own native ability to create. We have given up, as the Atlanteans had so many centuries ago, they gave up the opportunity to be master of their own society by giving it over to the scientists. Now, we have done this ourselves with our physical world, with our human world. We've given over the opportunity to others to become indispensable to us. We're really, they are quite dispensable. We can put a cause in motion in our life, and we can have all sorts of wonderful things happening in our life if we choose. But the thing is, we don't choose. We choose not to be able to do it for ourselves. We choose not to be able to make ourselves well. We have to go to the doctor. We choose not to be able to make ourselves feel comfortable and healthy. We have to go to the grocers and buy food. We feel that we cannot make ourselves feel healthy in physical body, and we go to the gym, we go to the other activities, and we get all very active in participating in a routine which requires the activity of others being there. Now, hey, that's cool, isn't it? Isn't that a wonderful way to live? Whatever happened to it is done unto us according to our belief. Whatever happened to the idea that we are the creators of our world and we create everything in our world exactly the way we want it to be? Well, whatever happened to that? Well, what happened to that is that we have been trained from childhood to believe that we are in an indispensable universe in which if you were all by yourself, you would not be able to accomplish your life. You would not be able to live. You would not be able to do the things that you'd want to do. And because we're in that type of an attitude, we are not able to do it. And we need banks. But now just imagine if the bank went out of business. What would people have to do? Well, I enjoyed hearing the stories about the Russians. The Russians were very downtrodden people for a long time. And as they were downtrodden, the government was very controlling of them. And the government did allow them to have their own little garden in the backyard. And so what did they do? In that garden, in the backyard, in the upper area where the growing season is not that long, they grew fabulous crops. They grew more potatoes than they could store, and so they were able to share them with their neighbors. They grew more cabbage than you could shake a stick at. And cabbage became one of their staples because it pickled so well and it dried so well, and you could maintain it so well and keep it so well. So they had food all year round while many of their neighbors were wishing they had had their garden too. So you see, the Russians had learned how to do many wonderful things and how to do many blessed things for themselves, and they practiced it. And they did not have a bank to go to, because the banks could not give them something for nothing that they had. So they had to do it for themselves. Now, throughout the world, just imagine if the bank went out of business. Just imagine. Just imagine if the bank went out of business. Bill Gates couldn't do his work with his many billions of dollars that he's using in his philanthropic work. The Bank of London, the Bank of England, the banks in America, the banks of China, the banks of Japan and Germany and all other countries of the world would be absolutely useless. And the banks of Switzerland, my gosh, here that country would go out of business, because its primary activity is the activity of what? The activity of banking. And so, therefore, it would just about go out of business because it is the activity of banking. Now, I think that's a fascinating thing if the banks were to go out of business. Just think what would happen to us. We would think different, act different, live different, do things differently. And we would be a totally different people. And we would be no longer dependent on one another. We would be dependent on ourselves. And you say, well, what if we were on a desert island all by ourselves? Wouldn't that be lovely? We would have to get the coconuts ourselves. We'd have to get the... many people have survived on desert islands, and they have survived very well, and many people have not. Many people are so people-oriented that they need others around them, that when people were not there, they just ceased to exist. But if the bank ceased to be in business, if the bank closed, seriously, if the bank went out of business, would humanity continue to exist? And the story is, it would make up a new form of banking, because it needs to have that way of sharing itself with itself and with others. And does it really need that? And of course, we would say, well, it's kind of nice, but does it really need it? Well, if we didn't have it, we would miss a lot of things. Does it really need it? Does the bank make happiness? Does the bank make health? Does the bank make wealth? Does the bank make that our life is in perfect divine order? And the answer is no. So it would not be so bad if the bank closed, and everything would be quite nice. So think on these things, and as you think on these things, realize that that's our thought for today. The bank is out of business. What would you think? What would you believe, and what would you know for yourself? Kind of interesting, isn't it? Give it a little thought, and as you give it a little thought, watch the magic happen in your life. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.